There was this summer camp, Unitarian summer camp in Willmar, Minnesota. And it was on Lake Florida near Spicer, Minnesota. And it was run by a relative of yours. And we met at lake camp. Mm-hmm. Your whole family went. Your mom was the nurse. You know.
Was your dad there?
Yeah, my parents went. My dad was the resident minister for at least one season. We're not sure how many seasons he was there.
So were we friends there?
No, according to you, I was a snot-nosed kid. So
why is,
no,
why is that?
But you were always, because I'm 5 years younger than you. You and Peter were always the cute older Molinar boys. I was not about to subject myself to being embarrassed with unrequited love.
So we didn't really meet, well, we met each other then, but we weren't friends.
I'm sure I knew who you were, okay. But you might have not known who I was. Only in name.
Only in name. Yes, the snot-nosed. So then what happened in your life? How did we run into each other the second time?
I had posted some photos of lake camp days on Facebook 2 years ago in 2011. So you contacted me over Facebook and wrote me this big, long, you know, personal message on Facebook. And that was April 30th. The next day I was going to be homeless without a place to live with my dog who was aging. And you just stuck with me. I ended up in a homeless shelter for about 5 days in San Rafael, California. And I got to Skype with you.
Mm-hmm. First time we saw
each other. First time, yeah, was when I was in a homeless shelter in San Rafael. And a few days later, I found a great place to live for Oscar and me.
So what was it that attracted you to me?
Well, that you were interested in me and that you remembered me. I had seen you on Facebook and thought, oh, he'll never remember me. You know, he was the cute Molinar guy. But you did remember me, and you stuck with me. You were not placing judgment on me for not having a place to live, for not having direction, for, you know, being emotional. You were just there. And one thing that you wrote to me was, I feel so helpless, or something like that, and I wish I could do something to help you. I don't know why, you know, I feel this connection to you, but I want to help you. And you just stuck with me. And then later on, I mean, a few months later, I said, well, how long after we started talking on Skype did you realize you loved me? And you said, 2 minutes.
So here we are.
So here we are, married and all. I love you so much.
I love you too.
We make a good team.